4月4日，美国神韵国际艺术团在斯德哥尔摩举行了首场演出，满场的观众被神韵所展示的精神所震撼，也吸引了远道而来的挪威艺术家。
神韵艺术团第五次莅临瑞典，美名已享誉整个北欧。今晚特地远道从挪威赶来的道尔瓦夫妇对神韵的演出深有感触。
It's wonderful work. They are so spontaneous and so beautiful, just like all the dancers here. It's amazing the precision, the joy, the purity. It's beautiful. It was very, very impressive. And the costumes and the colors and it was fantastic. Also, the background, how it was mixed together with the dancers was amazing. Amazing, very powerful.When that ball came, I felt like, help! Very nice. I can tell they are telling a message of freedom, of doom, of to not fear, because we have help from above. And that's, I believe in that too.
We came to...coming here to Stockholm today from Norway to enjoy the show. And we really enjoyed it. It was very nice, very, I kind of see a tune together. Oops, sorry. All the actors were very impressive with so many people on stage. And I would also say that God bless you for standing up for, democracy, can we say that, in China, because tyranny doesn't last long.
新唐人记者张华，瑞典斯德哥尔摩报道。
2012年4月3日，美国神韵国际艺术团第五次莅临瑞典首都斯德哥尔摩，在希尔库斯大剧院将进行为期三天的演出。4月份的斯德哥尔摩，这座典雅的北欧古城已经准备就绪，翘首迎接神韵国际艺术团的到来。
从13世纪起，斯德哥尔摩就已经成为瑞典的政治、文化和经济中心，这里荟萃了北欧大量的王侯政要、巨贾富商及艺术家们。而在这些上流社会的人群中，近年来有一个风尚悄然流行，那就是欣赏享誉全球的美国神韵艺术团的演出。赞助商之一瑞典塞尔斯公司老板瓦西柳斯曾得到国王的颁奖，对于赞助神韵晚会他深有感触。
People say that there's something special about the show and something special about the performers. Not just the technical skill, which is of course world class, but also they say that there's some energy about them and some, you know, their spirit when they perform. This is very, very unique.
今年的推广活动也格外引人注目。在斯德哥尔摩传统豪华地带 Sture Plan, 大屏幕上的神韵广告成为斯德哥尔摩一道亮丽的风景。优美的舞姿，明亮的色彩，让人赏心悦目。最后，瓦西里斯代表瑞典观众对神韵表示深深的谢意，并且希望美国神韵艺术团能够年年光临瑞典斯德哥尔摩。
This is the fifth year in a row that Shenyun Performing Arts performs here in Stockholm at Circus at the Royal Gardens. And of course, we are very happy to have them here again, and we wish they can come next year too.
新唐人记者宋阳，瑞典斯德哥尔摩报道。
4月4日，美国神韵国际艺术团在斯德哥尔摩的首场演出，瑞典各界人士慕名而来，盛赞演出的高超艺术。请看报道。
我身后就是坐落在瑞典皇家花园的 Seagulls 大剧院，美国神韵国际艺术团在斯德哥尔摩的首场演出满场，来自艺术、工、商、政等各界的精英慕名而来，大家都非常期待这场响名世界的艺术盛宴。
It was great. It was amazing. I have never seen anything like this before. So it was great, and it was a great impression of China.The best part, I think, was in the beginning with the drum orchestra. Also, when they have this, they put in these modern scenes into the story too, with the follow gong. You can see the mission that there is a stronger power than we human can understand. So was really nice.
Det är en fantastisk upplevelse, men vad vi känner till ifrån kinesiska uppsättningar så är de ju ett under av precision. Och
skickligt, enormt skickliga, viga, duktiga och samspelta framförallt. Man hör dem inte, de tassar fram. Det är härligt att se.
It's a top of Chinese perfection. It's not just one, it's a combination of everything. You know, it's not just, you say, oh, I like the dance, because the dance with the choreography, with the graphic, with the whole band, with the set designing, everything was in the top.
作为神韵的赞助商，女士们感到非常骄傲。
It was a great show and very special show. But I recommend everyone to see it. And I'm looking forward for next year.
新唐人记者张华，瑞典 Cirkus 大剧院报道。
4月5日晚，美国神韵国技术团在瑞典斯德哥尔摩大剧院为观众奉献了一场精美绝伦的演出。瑞典各界人士被神韵演员们的精彩表演深深打动，大剧院内掌声不断，气氛热烈。演出结束后，演员四次谢幕。
今天是神韵艺术团在斯德哥尔摩的第二场演出，正值复活节假日，瑞典观众兴致勃勃相伴而来，再睹中华五千年文明的深厚底蕴。
热爱中国传统文化的碧娜和同事们观看神韵后心情极为喜悦。
我觉得人都很好看，很漂亮，都我觉得心里很高兴，因为我觉得都非常好。
I like the show because I feel very relaxed, and I love when they do these sweet movements. No, we collect people from China that will visit Stockholm, and when they are in the tourist center, they can buy the tickets, and we can talk about the show and express what they will see during this performance.
It's the imprint on or in the soul, so to say, of something so very different from what we are used to see when we look at the shows here around. This was music that was entirely new to me. It fitted so well to the stories that were told.
新唐人记者宋阳，瑞典斯德哥尔摩报道。
4月6号，美国神韵国技术团在瑞典斯德哥尔摩为观众奉献了一场精彩的演出。神韵演员们超凡的表演以及演出所传递的精神内涵，让慕名而来的中国留学生深深的触动。
老实说，我不知道为什么，很难用言辞来表达内心的激动，但是呢，能很深刻的感觉到我们是神的孩子，神给我们无限的慈悲。当时眼泪唰就流下来了，但是内心里面我不知道我为什么哭了。特别受迫害的那几段打动我的心，因为我是在中国受很高的教育的大学生，当那些事情我并不知道，因为我在当时的话就是说所看到的事情跟我在国外看到的事情是不一样的，然后看的时候的话真的就是感觉的话很伤心也很难过，但是呢也很激动，就感觉的话我们拥有新的一天。为什么那么激动？因为我们拥有希望，好的东西要让全世界的人分享，不仅包括我的父母、我的兄弟姐妹，要让全世界的人知道这么好的演出，知道我们中国这么久远的历史，而不是近代了100年。
对于神韵民族民间舞蹈的表现，
比如说羌舞啊，还有像西藏的那一些献哈达呀，我不知道这些节目的，就是说这个名字有听过，但是具体的民族服饰，然后特别是背头里面显示的那种就是乡野生活的话，对我来说都很遥远。 就是好像一个是梦境一样，那么美丽，那么直接的话呈现在您的面前，那我感觉的话，哇，我在这里，我是其中的一份子，特别感动，没有其他的言语可表达我的心情，我为作为一个中国人感到骄傲。
新唐人记者张华，瑞典斯德哥尔摩报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在瑞典的第二场演出在观众的热烈掌声中结束，演员四次谢幕，这一场顶级辉煌的艺术盛宴让许多人看完后仍然流连忘返，觉得神韵的故事和内涵给他们带来了对人生和对世界新的启悟。
It's absolutely, you know, breathless. And the way the movements and how the movements come together, the choreography, the flow, the expression, the atmosphere of how the body's moving, and the synchronization of how this synchronization comes together. Splendid. Surreal. It's wonderful how you use the cartoon to make the performance become...So surreal, and then suddenly becomes reality as well.
文森·奥利雷是瑞典著名的艺术家。看完神韵的下半场演出后，有了更深的理解，得到了对人生、对世界新的启悟。
Today, we're dealing with the totality of consciousness. How that consciousness is able to awaken up completely. So I feel what is really happening is that we're getting very close to the battlefield, but the bullets will not fly.Because the consciousness of the people all over the world is waking up. And that is the greatest change. And, you know, what's happening in China, what's happening in America, what's happening in Europe with this hidden hand that's trying to control the individual and to keep him constantly in a lie about who he is and what he is, this performance opens up a great door. And I believe that there will be another performance coming.Which will deal with the totality of enlightenment and the expansions of our consciousness and who we really are.
新唐人记者宋阳，瑞典斯德哥尔摩报道。